This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden gave an update on evacuations from Afghanistan on Sunday, saying all evacuees will be taken from Kabul to a secondary point for security checks before flying to the United States. President Biden said in a televised address on Sunday that the number of people evacuated from Kabul will change from day to day. Earlier Sunday, the White House said the U.S. had evacuated 7,400 people from Kabul in the previous 24 hours, and Biden said as many as 11,000 were evacuated in a 36-hour period over the weekend. Tens of thousands more await a ride out of Kabul. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday the Defense Department is using civilian passenger planes to help with the evacuation. Biden said none of the planes from Kabul were flying straight to the United States. Instead, he said all flights out of Kabul first land in military bases in a handful of countries where non-U.S. citizens will undergo background checks and security screenings. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told Fox News Sunday that the latest group of evacuees left on 60 flights, with many of them headed to the Mideastern countries. There have been chaotic scenes at the Kabul airport as Afghans and foreigners alike try to flee Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover a week ago. While most of the evacuations have occurred at the Kabul airport, the U.S. also deployed three military helicopters to rescue 169 Americans from a hotel. Rescue crews on Sunday searched for more than 50 people reported missing in the southeastern U.S. state of Tennessee after flooding from extraordinarily heavy rains left at least 21 people dead. Some of the areas saw 38 centimeters of rain over 12 hours. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea is scheduled to meet his South Korean counterpart on Monday, as the two allies look for ways to draw Pyongyang back to talks about its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Sung Kim arrived in Seoul on Saturday for a four-day visit. He met with a South Korean foreign minister on Sunday, where a foreign ministry official said they discussed ways for a speedy resumption of the peace process on the Korean peninsula. On Monday, Kim will meet with his South Korean counterpart, and on Tuesday, he's to meet in Seoul with Russia's deputy foreign minister. The visit comes as a brief thaw in inter-Korean relations in July gave way to a new standoff over the U.S.-South Korean military exercises that North Korea has warned could trigger a security crisis. The nine-day exercise began August 16th with silence so far from North Korean state media. This despite fears that the country could conduct a missile test or take other actions to underscore its disapproval. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has said it will explore diplomacy to achieve North Korean denuclearization, but has shown no willingness to ease sanctions. The office of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday the president signed a decree imposing sanctions on Andriy Dukach, the Ukrainian lawmaker accused by the United States of being a Russian agent and interfering in U.S. elections. The sanctions include an asset freeze, a ban on capital withdrawals, and restrictions on his transferring resources of any kind. A top Ukrainian security official said in a briefing on Friday that Ukraine is sanctioning Derkach along with members of the Russian military and Russian judges. Derkach has previously denied wrongdoing and said he was being targeted for exposing corruption. A wildfire burning for over a week in Northern California continues to grow out of control. It's one of a dozen big blazes in the state that have destroyed hundreds of homes and forced thousands of people to evacuate. There was zero containment Sunday on the Calder Fire, which had charred nearly 399 square kilometers of trees and brush in the northern Sierra Nevada after breaking out on August 14th. Multiple large wildfires have burned at least 700 homes. About 13,000 residents remain under threat. The fires have sent smoke as far as the East Coast. They're burning grass, brush, and forest that is exceptionally dry from 2 years of drought. Nine national forests in California have been closed because of the fire threat, and California is but one of a dozen, mostly western states, where 94 active fires were burning as of Sunday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.